السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله، على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني، وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الدنيا خلقت لكم وأنتم خلقتم للآخرة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable علماء كرام، respected elders and friends, every person, every human being, regardless of his color, his creed or nationality, is a servant of Allah. Every single human being is a servant of Allah. Wherever you come from, whoever you are, whatever your financial position, whatever your community status, whatever you are, whoever you are, at the end of the day, you are the servant of Allah. And for every single servant of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Verily, I selected for you the deen of Islam. And selection comes from Allah, decision comes from Allah. No person, no human, no intellectual can ever make a decision on religion. Allah says, I have made the ultimate decision. Deen-e-Islam is your chosen religion. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, udkhulu fis silmi kaffa. O people of Iman, enter into Deen-e-Islam, into totality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us to enter deen into totality. In every single gusht of ours, every single mulaqat of ours, every single talk of ours, the elan that is made, every person has to realize and understand how many a times we are making this elan. That Allah has kept our success in complete deen. And complete deen is to follow the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is udkhulu fis silmi kaffa. That for this entire deen, this total deen, this 100% deen to come into our life is the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our gasht, our mulaqat, our shabguzari, our mashwara, our moving, our in out, our 4 months, our 40 days, our maqami, every single thing is for udkhulu fis silmi kaffa. 100% deen to come into totality. And what is 100% deen? That a person has to realize and understand imaniyat, ibadat, muamalat, muasharat and akhlaq. These are 5 departments of deen. And if these 5 are in totality into our life, complete deen is in our life. A person has spoken about Allah, a person has iman and yaqeen. But when it comes to ibadat, a person is weak, he can't attend fajr salah. This is not complete deen. A person has got yaqeen, a person has got ibadat, he is complete in his sawm, in his hajj, in his zakat, in his everything. But when it comes to his muamalat and his willings and his dealings with people, he is not proper in that. That is not complete deen. A person might be complete in muamalat, but when it comes to muasharat and how he stays with people around him, ask his wife and the wife will tell you that the person that is the sweetest in mulaqat, he is the most nastiest at home. He does not have control over his tongue. He does not know how to speak to his wife. He does not know how to deal with his parents. That is muasharat. If a person is not complete in this, then deen is not complete. And akhlaq, the character of a person, how a person's character is, what is the level of his character. Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the character that sahaba were on the ultimate level of character. يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً. Such people, such humans, that they gave preference to others over themselves, regardless of them being more needy than others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about sahaba. So this udkhulu fis silmi kaffa, the total deen comes into our life. Every single thing that we are doing in this effort, we are time and again reminded to renew our intentions, renew intention, renew our intention. We are doing it for Allah. You enter into a new locality, before you enter the masjid, Jamaat stands on the side, speak about our intentions. When we are leaving, speak about your intention. When we sit in mashwara, speak about your intention. When you go for gush, renew your intention. This effort is for me and for me and for me. Udkhulu fis silmi kaffa. O people of Iman, enter into Islam, into deen, into totality. A group comes in Madinah Munawwara, a delegation of people. They enter the sohbat and the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And after entering the company, they come and they accept Islam. Deen-e Islam is put in front of them. The message of Islam, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They accept the shahada. They proclaim the shahada. They become Muslims. And after that, out of joy, out of jubilation, they start saying, Amanna, Amanna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran 26 para, قَالَتِ الْعَرَبُ آمَنَّا. The delegation of the villagers came and they said, we brought iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately revealed the verses saying, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. You have not yet brought iman, you have only brought Islam. You have only accepted to submit to the will and the command of Allah. Iman is a stage after that. Iman is a stage after that. Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. That is where the first stage of Islam is iman. To testify, to proclaim, to speak, to negate every single thing besides Allah, and to proclaim that Allah so much that the first step of entering the fold of Islam is ma'rifat, and ma'rifat will come with tawheed. To recognize who is this Allah. This Allah that we are worshipping. This Allah for whom we are going into sajda. This Allah for whom I am sacrificing in the middle of the night, waking up and crying and prostrating in front of Him and coming early for Fajr Salah. That same Allah for whom I am staying hungry in the holy month of Ramadan. This yaqeen has to enter our heart. This ma'rifat has to enter our heart. Who is this Allah? And for this is the effort. Jisko Allah mil gaya, usko sab kuch mil gaya. That whoever has attained Allah, whoever recognized Allah, whoever understood Allah, whoever had the ma'rifat of Allah, he got every single thing. Jisko Allah mil gaya, usko sab kuch mil gaya. We hear the example so many a times that there was a king, and one of the days he decided to open his treasures to all the people that were around him, his subordinates and every single khadim and servant that was there. Go into the treasury and take whatever you want. Take as you wish, how you wish, whatever you wish. And the time was given that in this time frame, enter the treasury and get whatever you want. Every single person forgot who they were. And every single person entered the treasury, taking and taking and taking. And there was one slave girl, and she just seated there. And when it's time of taking and usurping, everyone knows no one. And that is what is going to happen on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when every single person is going to be in a condition, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. That on the day of Qiyamah, every single person will be running around. A husband is going to run away from his wife. Brother is going to run away from his sister. Brother running away from brother. Mother running away from son. Every single person is going to be in his own condition. So every single person usurped and usurped and usurped. And that one slave girl sits, and she has got nothing in her hands. After the time for the treasury is about to get closed, the people start asking her, why didn't you take anything? What is the reason? And what did she say? She said, you were taking the treasury of the king. I want the heart of the king. That means the entire treasury is mine. Imagine if we recognize Allah, every single system in this world becomes subservient to us. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. I have made every single creation subservient to you. Sabko apne kaam mein lagaya. Every single creation has been put in need and use for me and you. Imagine such a great animal, the cow, weighing 500, 600, 700 kgs. But that very same cow, it becomes subservient to the person that is running a horse cart. It becomes subservient to the one that is running a cattle cart. Put on it and go it with it in the farms. It will be of need of you. It will be of use for you. The very same cow, the very same animal, milk it and you'll get milk. Allah says, every single creation of mine has been put for you, for your benefit. إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. Verily Allah created this dunya for you, but Allah created me and you for the akhirah. That every single system in the world created for the benefit of insan, and Hazrat Insan created for akhirah, to recognize Allah. All these ni'mats around us,
are not for me and you to utilize them and forget Allah. All these favors of Allah are for me and you, so that we utilize these favors in the obedience of Allah. This effort of da'wat and tabligh, this gasht and all these a'mal that we are doing, is for us to realize that 100% deen has to come into my life. Sifat ke atibar se, with regards to qualities, we speak about sifat, iman, ilam, zikr, salah. How much am I gaining from the treasures of Allah through my salah? How much is my salah making me closer to Allah? Is my salah of yesterday and my salah of today different? Has my salah of today improved than my salah of yesterday? Has my ta'alluq with Allah improved? When I make dua, am I gaining the closeness of Allah? Am I enjoying the sweetness of conveying and conversing with Allah? This is what the effort is for. That deen comes into our life and deen into totality. Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, they became ambassadors of deen in the practical way. Wherever they went, they said, kunu mithlana, become like us, and people became like them. Wherever they went, whoever dealt with them, whoever did business with them, they accepted Islam on the basis of the akhlaq of Sahaba. Dear friends and elders, we have to realize, we have to understand what a great effort Allah has given us. Maulana Maud Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, Mere haat karne awal ka hira lag gaya. The diamond of the first century, Allah gave it to me. The effort through which hidayat spread in the world, the effort through which 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam spoke to humanity and mankind. That very same effort, that very same message, that very same kalima, that very same mission, that very same walking, that very same going from one house to the other, knocking at one heart and the other heart, that very same effort Allah has blessed us with. And this yaqeen has to enter our heart, that we have been blessed the effort which was a means of the hidayat of mankind to come till the day of Qiyamah. This yaqeen, until and unless we don't have this yaqeen, it becomes difficult for us to give qurbani and sacrifice. And when this effort is going to enter with yaksui, with istiqamat, with yaqeen, that this is that effort, then total deen will start coming in our life. Then a person is not going to miss tasbihat. A person is not going to worry about others before worrying about himself. Every single effort is going to be directed to himself. I am doing this for my own self. I am doing this for deen to come into my life. If this effort that we are doing is not bringing deen into our life, then there's something wrong with me, not with the effort. This effort of da'wat and tabligh, dear friends and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to us in an era of fitna and fasad, in an era of evils and trials and tribulations and corruption. And the only solution to combat batil in this era is this effort of da'wat. The only solution is to strive to come out. The only solution today is to speak to every creation and remind them of the akhirah. Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, they had istihzar of the akhirat. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, very famous incident about him, that whenever he used to hear about the grave, he used to cry a lot. Someone asked him, when mention of Jannat and Jahannam is made, you don't cry so much. When mention of the grave is mentioned and you pass through the grave, you cry so much. And he said, Al-Qabru awwalu manzilin min manazil al-akhirah. That the very first stage of the akhirat is the qabr. فَإِنَّ جَامِنْهُ فَمَا بَعْدَهُ وَيْسَرُ مِنْهُ. Whosoever is protected from the adab of the qabr, every single step and every single stage after that is going to become easy. وَإِنْ لَمْ يَنْجُ مِنْهُ فَمَا بَعْدَهُ وَشَدُّ مِنْهُ. Whosoever is caught off guard in the grave, every single step after that is going to become very difficult for him. This effort of da'wat, this effort of hidayat, this effort of sifat, that iman in totality, a'mal in totality. Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi was asked, what do you want from the ummah? Niklo, strive, what do you want? He said, I want, and the only thing I want is, from this effort, ihya'u jami'u ma ja'a bihi an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that every single tariqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should be revived through this effort. Every single thing, the day of Rasulullah, the night of Rasulullah, the crying of Rasulullah, the walking of Rasulullah, the talking of Rasulullah, the qurbani of Rasulullah. This ummah was brought up on the basis of qurbani and sacrifice. A young sahabi, Musa bin Umair, he's being made to go through sacrifice. He is being made to live a life of luxury. He leaves that life and he comes onto the life of hidayat. Uhud battle, he is taking the flag of Islam, and after he is martyred and his body is brought in front, and there's not sufficient clothing to coffin to put for his coffin, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam cries in tears and he says, I remember those days vividly when Mus'ab bin Umair used to be the most young, the most handsome youngster in Makkah Mukarramah. When he used to pass, people would know Mus'ab bin Umair passed because of the expensive perfume that he wore. And the clothes that he used to wear, if he wore it today, he never repeated it tomorrow. That life of luxury was left for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made tashkil for someone to go to Medina Munawwara, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made tashkil for someone to go and establish the effort in Medina Munawwara, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made tashkil to establish the effort of Medina Munawwara, maqami a'mal, the first sahabi, Baqwal Mawla Ibrahim Dawla Sahab Damat Barakatuhum, Allah give him good health and afiyat, he said, the first sahabi to strive in the path of Allah, Musa bin Umair radiallahu anhu, for 1 year. First sahabi, when tashkil is made for 1 year, imagine 1 year in Medina Munawwara, he made such maqami effort and such maqami a'mal, then when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came into Medina Munawwara, he found such an environment that was never ever thought of. That was the effort of Musa bin Umair. Qurbani is a foundation of this ummah. Qurbani is a basis of this ummah. We have to realize and understand, dear friends and elders, trials will come, tribulations will come, halat will come, conditions will come, new methodologies will come. Every single thing coming to creep and take us. And today a life of luxury. Every single door is knocking luxury. World is becoming a full world of da'wat. Every single thing is a da'i today. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wallahu yad'u ila daris salam. The first da'i is Allah. And Allah is calling towards what? Darus salam. Allah is calling towards Jannah. And this is the effort to call towards Jannah. The effort of hidayat. The effort of Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. Which Sahaba Ridwanullah ta'ala alayhi majma'in fulfill in its totality. Infiru khifafan wa thiqala. Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. 93. And tashkil is made. His age towards the last days of his life, last months, and he says he is ma'zur, but he says this ayah, infiru khifafan wa thiqala, strive in the path of Allah in whichever and whatever condition, whether you are in any condition, you have to strive in the path of Allah. He said this ayah will not allow me to stay at home, and he strives and he moves and he performs. And then what does he say to the jama'ah? He said, I am asking you and requesting you that if I have to pass on the way, then do not bury me where I pass on. Bury me where the jamaat stops, because I can testify in the court of Allah tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah that, O Allah, whilst I was alive, I strove in your path. When I passed away, even my corpse strove in your path. This was the jazbah of Sahaba. When this jazbah was built, they had families, they had wealth, they had everything. But when this jazbah was built, then this jazbah was transferred into the youth of Sahaba. This jazbah was transferred into every single masturat of Sahaba. And that is why when Sahaba did the effort, they had the support of the family. When Sahaba did the effort, they had the support of the youth and the children of Sahaba. Because that deen was portrayed in the house. That deen in total practicality was in the home. That 100% deen was not only in the home, it was in the bazaar, in the marketplace. For this deen to come into our life is the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How can 100% deen enter my life? How can 100% deen enter into the entire ummah? Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that jazbah, Mawlana Ihsan Sahib Damat Barakatuhum once mentioned, and he said that jazbah of ayan qusud deen wa ana hay, that I should stay alive and there should be a deficiency in deen, that jazbah until and unless does not enter into the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and more precisely into the workers of da'wat and tabligh, then our effort is going to be at a standstill. And what was that jazbah? That if the entire Medina had to become empty, and the azwaj mutahharat had to stay alone in Medina Munawwara, and the wolves would come and devour the azwaj mutahharat, this can be tolerated. But the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking a dip whilst Abu Bakr is alive, this cannot be tolerated. Dear friends and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this effort. Such a great effort of Anbiya alayhimus salam. Such a great effort of hidayat. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the haqiqat of the effort. To grant us the yaqeen of the effort. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability that we bring deen into our life and strive for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this is our tashkil, for this is our taqazas, 4 months, 40 days, and all the maqami taqazas, ijtima is coming in the other area. Alhamdulillah, effort is being made from here as well. These ijtimas, these efforts, these gatherings of deen, these are gatherings of hidayat. These are deans of hidayat. We have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah grant us yaqeen of this effort. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability that we strive like sahaba. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to bring total deen into our life and make an effort that how can each and every single ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to come till the day of qiyamah be blessed with this hidayat. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, after Maghrib Salah, also the talk will take place. All brothers are requested immediately after Sunnat and Nawafil to gather close to the mimbar. So inshallah, the talk can begin. And after the talk, inshallah, when taqazas are placed in front of us, we give our names to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair.